Gang, Christmas came early this year because the Are You Garbage special is on YouTube right now.
Yeah, guys, go share with your friends. Hit them up in the group chat. Tell people who aren't familiar with the show. This is a perfect way to introduce them. Check it out. It's a good time. A lot of laughs. Thanks for watching.
Love you.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Sure is.
It's a little show where we sit down with your favorite comedians, mm-hmm. and we find out if they grow up to be classy or they're just a big old piece of shit.
Yep.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day down here in Aunt Tootie's basement. She is off to Florida.
Oh, really?
Spring training.
Okay.
Pitchers and catchers. She wants to get there early, beat the other broads out.
Reports early.
Yeah.
Maybe she gets knocked up.
There you go. Then we got some fucking MLB money coming in.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, you're keeping that. Tell you that right
some
now.
Closer cash.
My co-host is coming at you from across the table. So you know what that means. It's a family episode. We're going to be answering your questions. He is an international businessman. He is Abraham Lincoln to me, as far as I am concerned.
You're a vampire.
That's KJ.
Hey, gang. Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe over there in the iTunes, even though it don't matter.
Drop a review. Tell him we said hi.
Tell him Kippy sent you. Full video available on YouTube. As you know, those numbers are...
True to roof.
Cooking daddy. And why are they cooking? Why are they cooking?
I am, sir. Who?
Anybody from the audience want to... Anybody in the back?
I'm right here. I'm right here. Are you garbage special?
The fat gentleman in the front.
Ken Bones in the front. Are you garbage comedy special?
Out there on YouTube.
Yeah.
Cooking. Doing good numbies. Happy with the numbies.
Streaming now.
Streaming.
It's nice.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
T-Bone put that in the little clip, the little trailer. I loved
streaming
it.
Streaming now.
Now streaming.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And then obviously Patreon.com.
Of course.
I don't know. Some of you, I mean, obviously, not everybody's well-versed on Patreon.
Mm-mm.
I would say if you're
my
not...
My parents look at me like I'm an alien at Patreon.
I would say if you're not, just check out the landing page.
Pop over there.
Start seeing...
Pop over there.
The episodes, some of the numbies that we're doing. It's a good product they got. There's a lot of good content over there. Hundreds of hours of content.
Millions.
Billions.
Trillions.
Zillions.
Yeah, so much. You'd never get to it.
Yeah, you'll never.
If you watch it all.
No, you will get through it.
How about a nice quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the Magic Man, talking about the special. Makes us all look good. Very talented individuals wearing sweatpants and dress shoes right now. T-Bone McScruffin's Toby McMullen.
What's up, dudes?
Hey,
what's
T-Bone.
Up, brother? Ah, tensions in the studio are running high after a little lunch hour viewing party.
Yeah.
Watching the old stuff.
We watch each other's old sketches, and let me tell you, they all suck ass.
It wasn't good.
Kippy is wild.
It wasn't as bad as that lunch you recommended. That's the last time you get to recommend lunch.
Yeah, T-Bone picked lunch.
Jesus Christ.
Ay caramba.
With the Jersey Mike's, will you knock it off?
No.
I picked one place that's nine places, so I don't feel like
which
I'm
that's
blame
weird.
Here.
That's lame. That's futuristic shit.
Yeah. They opened up like a...
There's no Buffalo Wild Wings over there. I'll tell you that right now. Where are the TVs? Huh? Where are the TVs?
I don't think... What do you mean? There's no Buffalo Wild Wings over there.
Jesus. I was still doing it for a bit. Yes, and.
Oh, I don't understand.
These are why the sketches weren't any good back in the day.
Yeah, you were acting in them.
I can't stop. Insisted on doing everything in a British accent.
Should we do that on Patreon? Maybe release those old eps, those old sketches?
Maybe.
Listen, some of them, they're all very, very bad. We look not good.
We were trying.
We tried.
We were trying.
I mean, this is also, we're 1-2 years into comedy. You were about 4 or 5, but still, just saying.
I just got out of grad school.
It was some of them are tough. Ones that I completely even forgot we ever spent like weeks on.
Weeks, months, arguments, fighting, screaming, thinking that this was going to get this us over the top.
That was the saddest thing.
Every detail. Was it the saddest thing, or is that the mentality
no,
that you need?
Looking back, the saddest thing to me was like, we did a video for a blog around Philly, and
I remember.
We were thinking, like, man, if this goes well.
You came in and pitched that to me.
What's next? I pitched it to you?
You and Flip.
Here we go.
You and Flip asked for a sit-down with me and Cotton at the Raven. Before the Raven, it was like 5, 6 o'clock, and you guys pitched us the idea.
I'm not going to say a conversation didn't happen. But
back in my dad, Kippy Ryan pitching me. Believe this? Now I work for this fucking guy. What the fuck? He's going to be my backup dancer. Now he's signing my checks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You only got 5%, bozo.
Welcome to Chess Records, idiot.
Sure, Mr. Yeah.
I thought I was running things all this time. Hey, turns out the computer wasn't even plugged in.
Toby, punch in on me in perpetuity. All right? Those little words will save your life. Big man's out. Listen, I wouldn't say I pitched you. It wasn't like we were out front like going over our lines. Like it wasn't fucking Shark Tank. Okay.
This is the best I'm gonna do for you. I'm gonna borrow $10 off you now. Yeah.
Retainer
for 400% of the company.
You're out front looking at Flip. Don't fuck me in there, all right?
Listen, we want to go with Cuban, but we'll take Foley if we get him. Obviously, we want to deal with Cuban, but...
You got matching shirts on?
Hey, sharks. I'm sweating.
Hey, whales.
We shouldn't post the sketches.
Whale tank.
It's Foley's bedroom.
We shouldn't post the sketches on Patreon. What we should do is like a director's commentary. We sit down and watch them, and we put them up on the screen so that people can watch along with you guys, and then you guys break down the how they were done, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, tell you about the madness behind it.
I don't mind that. That's pretty good.
That would be major chicken sandwiches, though. That would be we'd have to change names and shit like that.
That wouldn't be every level either. That would be reserved for...
Really?
You do it as an episode of Hard Feelings.
Maybe 10 or 20. It would be at least the... But every... I mean, dude, we have such a small percentage of the people are $5 patrons. So it's like... I mean, 90% of the Patreons are the $10 level. I don't know. There's just a lot of skeletons.
Could play a fun game. Was fully yacked up the night before filming.
Oh, man. The fact that you think I pitched you really bothers me. We're going to talk about that off air for sure. You can't be rewriting history.
I'm not rewriting
your
history.
Your revisionist history you got over there.
I make it sound like the Japanese surrendering.
Flip right in if that happened.
I had a corn cob pipe in my mouth.
I wouldn't say we didn't pitch.
You guys came in before. You said, hey, we want to talk to you this week when you guys have time. We made some time.
When you have time. How busy were you?
I was running a show.
It was an open mic that you would bomb on.
We had a DJ.
Yeah, it was Cotton. What are you talking about?
A lot of Wale. I like Wale.
Oh, big man did love Wale.
Oh, he loved him.
But that's probably hidden, right?
What?
I think I lost the password to access all of those videos, I think.
Yeah.
And the only person that could get them was Cotton. Like, I needed his number, like, to authenticate it was him.
That thing went down like your aunt's biscuit recipe.
Oh, man.
Ain't nobody getting that.
So, I don't think I don't know. I can get some of them, I think.
Flip worked for the place.
Flip worked for this blog.
And he said, hey... I'm in charge of making this commercial.
Like he was in charge of the website, of like getting people to the website.
But he only made one video. I didn't think that was going to drive traffic. Just set it and forget
it. One video with three absolute nobodies. Like that. Like they were going to break the internet or something.
I wonder what the company thought when they watched that.
Well, like the thing, if I remember correctly, what the company, the blog was just like a thing. And it wasn't
a front for Budweiser or something like that. Right?
I mean, yeah, everybody relax. Chicken fucking sandwich. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What? Toby, Clippy, Clippy.
Clippy.
Yeah. No.
Toby. What are you doing, Toby? What are you doing? Shout out to our good pal, Colleen.
That was a specific choice you made in that scene.
Let me do it again.
Yes, I'm Scottish. Yeah, and the idea was like, we'll make a video. And the video was around Philly. Like, it was like Philly, not Jersey. Because in Jersey, this is hyper specific. In Jersey.
Oh, my God. How the fuck was anybody supposed to get that? I never realized that.
It was for like 9 people. So Philly.
Jersey, you can't pump Jersey, your own you gas. Can't it's pump all your own full gas. Serve.
But at that time, Jersey Shore was hitting hard and was like the fist pumping.
Right.
Like, you go to the club, you fist pump. So the premise of the sketch was these two guys from Jersey, me
pull
and
up
you,
to a gas station.
Pull up to a gas station.
Honk the horn.
Honk the horn.
We got disco music playing or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was techno.
Techno.
Disco. You're so old, dude. So they're right. We both have bell bottoms on. I'm all yacked up. I'm yacked up for sure.
We were on our way to see a talkie.
We got disco on.
Whatever it was. And we were all guidoed up.
Yeah.
And we start beeping the horn like, where's the service?
They
and
don't.
Then Cotton
and
points
to the
self-serve. And then I go and I put the gas in like the trunk.
Well, no, we can't figure out where to put the gas. And it's like, we're putting it like, I'm like looking in the trunk. I'm looking under the hood. I'm under the seat. We can't find it. Then we find out where it goes. We think we do. And it's the muffler. I put it in the muffler. And, like, the thing is, like, I put gas up the muffler.
Light a smoke and the place blows
and
up.
And the whole place blows up.
Yeah.
And then it says, like, we Philly, we pump our gas, not our fists.
What was the writing process on this, 4 or 5 years?
It was in rewrites for a while, I gotta be honest with you.
We won Sundance that year.
Sorkin did the original draft.
It was a little wordy for my taste, but he did take a run at it.
Zemeckis turned it down.
But that's, and we, like, the.
That was the first thing we worked on together.
Yeah, we weren't even friends, really. Okay. I mean, no, I mean, we weren't. Ask me to be your best man that day.
Foley. God, I don't even know your last name. That Foley was your first name.
Listen, you're going to have to pitch me on this thing. We're going to talk about that for sure. Listen here. I've never pitched you for
Let's
anything.
Get it out there. You asked me for my help. You said you wanted
to
make
collaborate
something.
As equal partners.
Okay, collaborate. Fine. Collaborate.
I'm pitching you.
You pitched me the idea.
You're sitting down. You're coming to the sit down. Foley's eating chicken tenders from another table. You've always come into my business.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm holding like a cigarette.
This is a write off, right?
It was a fun day.
But that was probably.
It's funny because that's where like the stress and the all that stuff.
We cared so much.
So much.
And like that's what I'm saying. When we were watching those videos just now, it really took me back to a place in my stomach. That's why I wasn't really partaking with you, because I literally got transplanted back to a place that wasn't, like, scared. Like, I didn't feel that in my stomach of, like, this is going to be big. This gas pump video is going to be big for us. Or, like, that, thinking of the next thing. And maybe if we do this one, it'll lead to that one, and then this thing, and that. And it was just like.
Which theoretically, once you took all once I lost all creative control, things seemed to work out.
I think that feeling in your stomach was the party sub you ate before filming.
Porky.
Yeah, I was the fat one.
It's crazy.
But he was doing.
Me and Cotton were fat.
He was doing all right back then.
Yeah.
He was all right. He was a good kid. His hair, I like your hair better now.
Way better,
than back then. It was too long and there was too much of it.
I went from having too much to not enough.
In a weird way.
It's
like you had a ripped up teddy bear on your head. Now you have, like, I told you, it's kind of sexy, Bruce Willis kind of vibe.
No, I'm listening. You can pitch. What are you pitching me on? I'm about to pitch a tent.
But, like, you keep it, you weren't cutting it like that.
No.
Plus, your head was, like, in different shape. I don't know if the plates had set yet.
I was still at a soft spot.
His head was like the Pangea.
Hey, don't touch him at the top of the head.
His head was like the Pangea. Still shifting and cooling. Before the meteor that killed the dinosaurs.
Every time he has a thought,
that's how old my head is. my from the neck down, I'm 35.
Paleolithic period.
What? No, my hair. I've always not. Obviously, my hairline's thinning. That's not that. But my hair. I've said this, but my hair's very. It's like doll's hair. My buddy. It's like really.
It was
thin.
Too weird.
It
back
was
then.
Long and thin. There was a lot of it. I didn't have a receding hairline, but and I didn't. Product wasn't a thing.
You had real crooked cop vibes.
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah.
But like low level, like you shake down like a falafel,
like a donut
stand.
Shop or something.
Yeah,
I want three glazed now.
Every month on the 31st, deliver it to this address.
Yeah, my hair was bad. My hair was tough. I was very overweight. Yeah, that was it. That was about it. A lot of Bernies. I think if I stayed in Philly, I wouldn't want to see my. I mean, I moved to New York. I moved to New York and ended up losing a bunch of weight. Got a nice dame, locked it down, quit Bernie's for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got my shit together.
Mm-hmm.
If I was in Philly, I would be just like, I would be the size of you if I was in Philly. I would be this.
How's that supposed to
be? I would be the size of a house.
So what if I was still in Philly?
You would probably be small, maybe.
Maybe cutting you out of a window, dude.
I don't know, yeah, fire department would have to come. I don't know. But you were doing all right in Philly.
Yeah,
like, size-wise, like. You know, you were just like regular chubby.
Yeah, was it?
Husky boy.
Husky.
You're a husky boy.
Sure. Confused, lost, scared, worried.
Man, they were dire times.
Dark times. Years of misery. Self-imposed.
Uh-huh. I also, too, remember like, I've been a little trip down memory lane. But when we were in New York, we were just talking about we were doing shows at the Village Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
Those days of like. Those days were wild to me because success was like, it sounds so corny, but it was so close, like tangible. Like you were like
it was
doing and like
we weren't close to success, but it was around us.
Yes. And you're like, oh, there's fucking whatever, Dan Soder, or like something, or, you know, Yanni or somebody. Like
this agent,
Chris
this
D,
manager,
something.
This owner, blah,
But so I remember being like, there's no way. I remember sitting there, like, doing the math of, like, okay, cool. I made $500 this year doing comedy or something.
I bet.
Grossed. You know what I mean? Not even net. And I'm like, how am I going to turn this into a viable living? Like, because I was getting serious with the lady. You know what I mean? We were flying back and forth and stuff. I had a good day job that was paying all the bills. Like, for, like, the.
But you were miserable.
Oh, God. And just being like, how the fuck am I going to make the turn? How am I going to make as much as I make now? Ever in comedy. Like, I'm like, it's at that rate, pre-pandemic, it was impossible to wrap my head around that.
Start making fun of a fat guy.
2 years ago, my goal was to figure out how to make $18,000 in comedy.
That's pretty good. I don't know if I ever said this on.
2 more years, maybe you will.
I wanted 2 more specials. Let's see what happens.
And now you're making 9. Halfway there, buddy. I'm rooting for you.
Oh, we're fighting the good fight.
I got that bonus.
My friend was like, you got to put that in the bank. I was like, the bank?
The bank.
We're talking about cash. Put that shit in my freezer.
I mean, for legal purposes, I'm going to report that to the IRS.
The bank? What am I going back to school? This is pocket cash.
How do I report that to the
no
IRS?
No one's coming at you for a jihad.
It's on camera.
It's 10 or over.
Live streaming.
It's a scripted show.
That was prop money. Prove me wrong.
Picture a Shaq on those bills. Those are Dave and Buster bucks.
Self-sustaining economy.
Box of awesome.
Box
Bespoke
of.
Bespoke post.
Box of awesome.
Pretty cool.
Box of awesome. That's going to be my hardcore band. Box of awesome.
Ooh, Box Awesome is a sweet name.
Yeah.
And a fantastic, fantastic idea. Put the coolest stuff in one box and send it out.
We're talking winter cocktails, cozy threads. What
outdoor
else?
Outdoor stuff.
Outdoor. It's cool guy shit.
Men's grooming.
Cool guy shit. Box of awesome. Box of awesome. Cool guy shit.
It's leather apron cool.
Yes.
That's the kind of cool.
Yeah, but not without like with not being pretentious and dorky. It's very cool.
Yeah.
To get started, head to boxofawesome.com. Take the quiz. Your answers are going to help
take
them.
Take the quiz. They want to know about you.
Pick the right box for you. Each box only costs $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. It's free to sign up. You can skip a month, cancel at any time. Like I said, they sent us a bunch of stuff.
Got the hammock.
Cool
guy
stuff.
Bag.
The bag's right over there, by the way.
It's tight.
Plus, with each box of awesome, you'll be supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your box of awesome is from a small, up-and-coming brand.
Look at that.
Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com. Enter promo code garbage at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com. Code garbage. 20% off your first box.
Do it. Yeah. Butcher Box?
Butcher Box.
Butcher Box.
Butcher Box.
Does this have anything to do
with
the truckload of meat that I got in my freezer?
I mean, it's wild what
fresh
they sent
ground
us.
Beef.
A chicken.
Whole chicken.
I got a whole family's of chickens.
Wild caught sockeye salmon.
Or if you're from my household, salmon.
Salmon.
Couple of salmons in a freezer.
Really?
Yeah, it depends who you're talking to.
You call it pook too or pork?
Pork.
We call it pork, and they sent us some boneless pork chops. Dude, cooked up delish.
Yeah, it's great. They make meal prepping easy, take the difficultness out of it. ButcherBox is a subscription service that takes the guesswork out of finding high-quality meat. ButcherBox sources their meat from partners with the highest standards for quality. No more searching the grocery store for 100% grass-fed beef. Free-range organic chicken, wild-caught seafood, and more come straight to your door.
Just the ground beef is worth it alone.
It's
I swear.
Fantastic. Yeah,
dude,
yeah, yeah.
We make spaghetti with that. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Nice bolognese. Mm-hmm. Delish.
Each box contains 8 to 14 pounds of meat, depending on the box you choose. That's enough for 24 individual meals. Packed fresh, shipped frozen for convenience, and you'll save time and money at your next trip to the grocery store.
And you keep it in the freezer, take it out when you're ready to cook.
It's easy peasy.
Bang.
For a limited time, ButcherBox is offering new members a great deal for the new year. Sign up at ButcherBox.com/AYG, and you'll receive the ultimate new year bundle in your first box. This deal includes ground beef, chicken thighs, pork butt. That's more than 7 pounds of meat added to your first box for free.
Pork butts,
get this New Year's bundle before it's gone by going to butcherbox.com/AYG. Do it.
Do it.
And when we started, the idea of starting the podcast and the Patreon was within like, if we were like, hey, in a couple of years or like 2 years, imagine if the Patreon made $1,000. I remember saying that to you. I'm like, if we each made $500, that would be like, I would be a pig in shit. I would be like, I'd be able to stop. I don't know if I was working part-time. Yeah, I was probably just started working part-time from full-time. So poor. So fucking dirt poor. God damn. Holy shit. It's a real bummer this episode.
I'm having fun.
I don't know what this loser's talking about. I was flush with cash.
You're still poor. What are you talking about?
But I'm spending. I'm stimulating the economy is what I'm fucking doing.
Stimulating your clitoris. I don't know what that means.
I put it back into the business.
Got to spend money to make money.
The business of being awesome.
Yeah. It was just wild. Wild turn of events. Insane. Thank you to the fucking army of garbage, baby. Fantastic. We'd still be making shitty fucking sketches.
Would we?
We'd be doing something. I don't know. I don't. The pandemic changed things. If the pandemic never happened, I don't know what. I don't think I would come back to knowingly the landscape now. What would you be doing?
What are you talking about?
If we never start, if the pandemic never happened, I mean, we started already garbage.
If the pandemic never happened, we would. We,
no, I'm saying
we
it happened, but I'm saying AYG didn't happen.
Am I me or am I somebody else?
You're you.
I have a mustache.
And have whatever you want, milk mustache?
It's like the metaverse.
I'm just saying, if the pandemic happened, right?
Right.
But AYG didn't happen.
So the pandemic.
So you're coming back now and you're like still waiting for spots, fighting for, like, that's what I'm saying.
I'm way ahead of you. So what you're saying is we started Are You Garbage right before the pandemic. If at the pandemic you were like, You know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I might just go home for a little while just to wait to... If we didn't fucking charge ahead, start doing two episodes a week, an episode of Hard Feelings every day...
I'm just saying, imagine coming back from the... Obviously, the New York landscape has changed. So there's less shows. There's less spots going around.
I would have probably dipped out to Hawaii.
Oh, that's pretty good. You always had... In your head, that's a parachute you're pulling?
No, not at all. Not at all. But I'm saying, looking back on it back then...
But I'm saying now...
If we packed it in.
It's... No, I'm not saying you packed it in. I'm saying we just never attempted to start Are You Garbage, right?
Uh-huh.
The pandemic happens. You were H. Foley... pre-AYG.
Uh-huh.
Pandemic happens. Everybody's off stage for 6 months, a year, whatever. Things slowly... Like, imagine, like, fighting for spots or, like, waiting around with no road work. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe I would have never came back from Hawaii.
Yeah.
I would have went out for one last wave. The big one.
Like, Point Break?
Damn.
Another place we used
something
to record
like,
our
something
podcast.
Something like that, but cooler.
There's a guy riding you.
Just me and Swayze making out on the beach.
Called a mean Foley. I'm going to ride this one into the
sunset.
I don't
fucking know, man.
Oh, thanks for playing along. Yeah.
And it wouldn't have happened because we'd be different people if we packed it in. I remember the fucking conversation. You were like, we're not fucking letting this go. It's a fucking good idea. I love you. You love me.
Okay, hold on. I did not pitch you on this. I know that much.
Yeah, we had that conversation. We're like, fuck it, let's go. And I was like, fuck it, let's go. That's what we did. Now we're here. Mm-hmm. With the Army of Garbage. The fucking best in the world. And T-Bone McScruffins on the team.
Never liked the guy.
Good kid.
Me either.
Not a fan.
It's like when Bruce brought in the big man to the band, Clarence Clemons, playing the sax.
I'm the sax guy?
Clarence Clemons was a big part of that sound. Cool dude, too. Not around anymore, but still, what are you
going
to do?
You guys talking about Hootie and the Blowfish? What's going on? What's happening? Dolphins made me cry.
Speaking of Philly, do you remember the Hooters at all? And we danced by the wave on the ocean romance. They were a huge Philly band, and they became like an actual band in the 80s.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was always...
The Hooters?
The Hooters. Yeah.
Now, where would they play? Like, regional?
They became like an actual band. You know what I mean? Like,
Blew up. What? Choose your words wisely.
Because became
an actual band and blew up are two different things.
The Hooters had a big hit. A big worldwide hit.
Did you say like a double D? How big was it? T-Bone, you on the Hooters? Worldwide hit.
And We Danced was a big hit. I think it might have been a number one hit.
Holy shit. They have millions and millions of streams on Spotify.
See?
18.5 million, 20.5 million, 28 million.
Shout out to the Hooters.
Oh my God, these guys look like vampires, dude.
They're old now. What do you want from them?
Yeah.
Still kick your ass.
I don't know. Maybe I know some of their tracks, some of their licks.
Anyway. What would we have done? Would have done this way, would have worked out a million times out of a million.
What?
Never tire, never back down. We would have muscled through.
Yeah.
Would have figured something out. Crime, probably.
Yeah.
At this point,
I would be a white collar criminal.
100%.
I would be skimming someone's books for sure. I'd be pinching out of their savings account, making dummy statements, giving them to somebody. Meanwhile, I'm out in the Cayman somewhere. I'm not going to say I never thought about that.
Riding two jet skis. like water skis.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird to think. I mean, because it all, you know, I don't know. I've never really looked up from it all, if that makes sense. I'm like just starting to now a little bit.
We're just starting to now.
I'm like looking up and being like, oh, shit.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
Very strange feeling.
I still say that to like my wife. I'm like, this is wild that this is like... My
very,
life.
Very
I
grateful.
I still can't comprehend. Like the other night, we dropped the special, right?
Dropped the special.
I took my lady out to dinner. Nice
took
steak dinner.
Took the broad out to dinner. Nice steak dinner. Threw a T-bone down her throat.
That was a weird choice of words.
Sirloin. New York strip.
out to dinner, and I'm sitting there texting with Schultzy at dinner.
Schultzy!
And I'm like, this is a wild, I literally was like, this is a wild life. The fact that I'm not worried about this bill being dropped is the first time in 35 years I've, you know what I mean?
Your wife was panicking.
She was paying too, so. But I'm just saying, I'm so conditioned to like worry about, it was always finances.
Of course,
always
man.
Always worried about finances.
Do you think I'm talking to this Italian broad in therapy? Fucking losing it over here. I need a gun to the back of my head.
All right. Can't come any other way.
Have you got any candle wax?
Oh, my God.
We know exactly what you mean. We all have that fucking mentality.
Dude, on the drive-in today, Foley called the hotel in France, and the desperation in his voice when he tried to ask her in French if she spoke English is one of the best things I have ever heard.
I'm trying to fucking be polite, man. All right? International relations. Trying to look, you know what I mean? Big star, go over there. That caused an international incident. I don't want to offend anybody, let alone the queen.
Yeah.
Ready? Sure. Bonjour, mademoiselle. Parlez-vous anglais, s'il vous plaît?
Free your Mamie Marmalade. Boulet coucou, chérie.
Something like I call like, ew.
No. That was good. But in the car, it was, parlez-vous anglais, merci? You said, do you speak English? Thank you.
Donde está los servicios, por favor? Me permite ir los servicios? Tofe bita aufs Klo?
There's plenty of stabbings on the subway every year. Mr. McBuggins.
Yeah.
Heard about enough out of you. The peanut gallery. That was a private call, by the way. Which I told you.
No, you did good.
Yeah. Got the room all set up.
It's great.
Yeah.
When you leave? Tomorrow?
Best Western. Best Eastern. Tomorrow? I think right now, if you're hearing this, I'm already gone.
Yeah.
Like a night train, Gwen, in the summertime. To my wrestling coach used to always say. It meant like 10 that, different things.
Foley, get off your back. Foley, put your clothes back on.
Foley, stop looking at the guys in the shower. Foley, get out of there. Hear me.
What'd I tell you about having an erection?
What'd I tell you about popping wood?
God damn, you little creep.
What'd I tell you about popping wood during drills?
Yeah, right now you're fighting an Interpol agent with a magazine.
Leaving the gas running in a flat.
Right now I'm playing hardball in an interrogation room.
Every time we talk about France, it ends up in fucking...
Born Identity. Because it's all we know.
Someone commented when we said they were like, only takes 5 seconds before someone makes a Born Ultimatum
it's
reference.
It's just so good. It's just so good.
Fat Damon.
Especially the...
the beer batter supremacy.
We have 24 hours to change our identity, dye our hair, and get to Czechoslovakia. First, let's grab a croissant. Fat Damon.
Just you doing food challenges while you're over there.
How many snails do you think I can eat, huh?
So we're in the park. Not even at a restaurant. you're eating wild bugs.
These goddamn snails are disgusting. It's the zoo, dickhead.
But you're in a swamp right now.
Dude, Fat Damon.
Like I'm fresh. Fat Damon's
so
all right.
Holy hell, boys.
You usually don't get that nostalgic.
What? I don't.
In the beginning.
I know. I'm the. But you guys, watching those videos. Watching the videos, seeing those comics that were in the videos that I haven't seen or thought of in a fucking, you know, a decade, and thinking, man, when we shot that vodka thing, I thought that was like a movie set.
But really?
Yeah, there was lights. And I think a guy with a boom mic. I mean, I just listened. It sounded horrible. It sounded like shit.
You know who directed those?
You had a scarf on, and it still bothers me to this day. This fucking jerk off showed up to shoot a comedy sketch in a skull.
All right, look lively.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Short sleeve shirt?
Short sleeve shirt? No, I had like
track
a,
jacket,
I had a cardigan on or something like that. I had my pants tucked into my boots like the old days, too. Looked like David O. Selznick. And Louis B. Mayer.
Yeah, showed up. Yeah, I had his glasses on. All right, Kippy, a little more. What do you think? Yeah. Ooh, yikes. Meanwhile, I'm like, 9 people are going to see this thing. Maybe. Maybe 9 people will watch it. I mean, we had like 15 extras. We ordered a fake glass bottle. This is the...
But Cassidy fucking broke it like
this
an
is
idiot.
This is the crux.
Almost shut us down.
Somebody brought live rounds on set, too. No, I think it opened it and it was broken.
Whatever.
He blamed Cassidy, though, for sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
That was in my contract back then.
3 hours berating Cassidy. Hey, after lunch, I need to take 3 hours and just talk shit to Cassidy. Make him want to fucking shoot himself.
I love you, Tommy.
Yeah, I think it came broken. And I was like, oh, we're just doomed to be failures forever. We got our money, like the budget on the same.
And you don't think I fucking knew that on the inside? I knew we were all dead.
You showed up in a scarf, you jerk off.
I got to keep up appearances, rally the fucking troops. I knew it was a lost cause. I was like 48 at the time. The fuck, man?
Oh, you were on the back nine already.
Yeah. I was chasing demons, trying to fucking get some ghosts away from me.
Yeah. What was the name of that bar?
I couldn't.
Smith's.
Smith's. Yeah, because I did a show there called Comedy on the Rocks. Let me tell you, it sucked.
How many people showed up to that bar? Was that sold out?
Comedy on the Rocks, it straight up sucks. It's for all you bartenders out there. That was brutal.
I don't even remember that. I remember
they wouldn't let
you
me.
Made a YouTube commercial for it, though.
Yes, I did.
You, this.
The most interesting man in the world.
Commercial. I don't think funny was one of his attributes.
The unfunniest man in the world.
Knock, who's there? No one's at this comedy show.
They wouldn't let me start running the Raven, which was an open mic in Philly, until I had like proved myself by running my own show for a little while. Yeah.
You guys ran it like it was a Fortune 500 company. Meanwhile, you guys were getting $25 a show.
That kept disappearing.
Yeah.
I snuck in there underage with my own beer, and no one said shit.
It was a mess.
Cut that.
Why? See, he still's got to keep up some sort of appearance.
I'm trying to do. I'm still a stockholder.
I don't need the board members coming after me. What am I going to say at the shareholders meeting?
Still waters run deep. I don't know what that means. Still waters run deep. What does that mean?
There's so much in that sentence right there.
Really?
Yeah.
Still waters run deep. Why is there so much in that sentence?
The fact that you go, I don't know what still waters runs deep.
What does that mean?
Still waters runs deep is typically, if in the actual meaning of it is still waters, like if you're looking at a creek or a pond or something, right? Not a pond because there's not a current. It's still at the top. But down deep, there's movement. It means what's on the surface isn't always what's down below. Still waters, they run deep. So if you're talking to like when it comes to a person, a quiet person, kind of an idiot, yeah, he's quiet, but he's smart or in depth and has meaning to him. There's more than meets the eye. It's all on the surface, and it ain't great.
Used to say that people who are quiet or shy are often very intelligent and interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. I see myself like that a little bit.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I am a director.
Are you quiet, though?
I have the scarf to prove it.
Man. When you were, at Fashion Choice in the morning, you were like, I'm hitting it. Like,
no, I was a self-conscious, low self-esteem fucking mess who didn't know who he was. I was trying to figure myself out through my art and my music.
And stepped on cocaine.
Yeah.
I never did a lot of stepped on cocaine in my life.
You take that back.
You take that back, you piece of shit. My guys were good guys. We're kidding.
How about those guys being good guys?
No, they weren't.
Hey, gang, let's talk about Athletic Greens, baby. AG1 is a comprehensive and convenient daily nutrition with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food-sourced ingredients made for just about everybody. Tons of people are taking some kind of multivitamin. It's important to choose one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. AG1 is a small microhabitat with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day that'll take great care of yourself. Your subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is important to add in these winter months so you don't get, because we don't get as much sunlight. It's lifestyle friendly, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar. Listen, guys, it's the new year. They were nice enough to send us a package of it. I started taking it. It's fantastic. I'm going to use it as the beginning of a new year, new me, to get healthy, lose a couple of pounds that you guys have been making comments about. I'm going to use AG to spearhead the attack. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the cold and flu season. Just one scoop and a cup of water every day, that's it. There's no need for a million different pills or supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/garbage. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/garbage to take ownership over your health and pick up your ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now back to the show.
Money never sleeps and cocaine don't wait. Well, I'm sorry that I was such a bad leader back then.
I agree with that statement, but I did not say that. I mean, you did lead us to 9 views. I'll give you that.
9 more than we would have had.
If what?
I don't know. It's like a
Patty the Peace.
Yeah. My mom doesn't know what YouTube is.
YouTube. Use tube.
Oh, man. I remember the we're going to drop it. It's dropping tomorrow at noon.
Make sure we share it.
Yeah. We would drop it, and literally the ticker would not move. And you'd be called. I remember you called me the one. Is it frozen or something? What's happening? I'm like, no, this is a live look at the numbers here, and they ain't going nowhere.
Was it algorithms and keywords and shit back then, too?
No, I think YouTube was like a definitely different landscape back then. I didn't really.
So we just stunk.
Yeah. And I remember knowingly we stunk.
Oh, so did I. I knew we stunk.
Really?
Of course. I'm a human being. Okay. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, dude. And there was no competition on YouTube back then.
Yeah, it was wide open.
It was like Jamaican cartoons and shit.
We could have done all right for ourselves.
I remember the first time a kid showed me YouTube. It was in college, and he showed me Unforgivable. Remember that dude? I went to get a chicken sandwich. I went on a date someplace in the mall. The dude in the woods was so funny. One of like the first viral videos. He pulled up YouTube on my computer, and then like 2 days later, I got a virus. And I have a call. I'm like, dude, what the fuck did you do? Like, I didn't. I was like, don't ever put YouTube on my computer ever again. Meanwhile, now my career's on it. Talk about being out of touch with technology.
Oh, shit.
No idea what YouTube was. I was playing Snood, though. Heavy.
I thought it was a tire place. Come on, it's pretty good. Not bad. Come on.
That's Comedy on the Rocks, folks.
give me that one for old time's sake?
What time's the show start, huh?
Comedy on the Rocks. I remember we were running the sound system out of an actual stereo. I swear to God.
It's got to be on AM, I said.
The ball game kept cutting in.
We got to do the show at 9 because that's when they do their commercial-free block so we don't get commercials during the walk-up.
Yeah, and we packed the place and we kept... the speakers kept blowing out. I remember like getting on the phone, like, yell, we have to have the sound on. Like she was like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. I got chicken fingers in the morning.
I know, what the fuck?
Yeah.
We took ourselves way too serious.
We took ourselves very seriously for
because that's what it goes back to. Like those, we thought these opportunities, this show, this open mic, this stupid sketch we were making. We were like, this is gonna be a thing that leads this or does something, and they never were.
It's tough luck. Constant rejection.
Oh God. So
those sketches that I showed you, we had a meeting with someone from NBC about it. And when they sat down, they said, which is like insane, but when they sat down, the lady.
Corporate stooge.
Yeah.
The lady goes, to be honest with you guys, I'm a junior executive. I have no power and I work in the drama department. So if you guys had any questions about like Law and Order, I could answer those.
Is Jerry Orbach real?
Yeah.
Or is he a robot? I would want to get a job just writing Orbach zingers. That would have been.
Yeah, she got ahead of herself. Oh, late to, you know, like a school on Sunday. No man. Class.
Nobody dropped a zinger over a dead body like Jerry Orbach.
I loved. That's the prime Law and Order.
Come on.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
They were great.
That's when you could bend the rules a little bit back then.
Yeah. Fucking beat up a perp a little bit. Take it to him. Lenny still had a couple left in him. He wanted to try them.
Lenny definitely beat a couple confessions out of a couple guys.
Yeah, they even showed that a little bit, especially like because he was dry, but he used to be a drunk.
Oh yeah.
And there was a couple of things.
A bad drunk, from what the old guys would tell me in the station house.
Yeah, a couple of things came. He's like, "What do you want from me? I was drinking back then." If like they opened up a case or something, or like something got tossed out. They like went back to his history.
Well, that's how it should be.
I'm not a proud man.
Yeah, I'm not a proud man either. That's how I was wearing scarves back then. What do you want from me?
First of all, I'm pretty sure it was like August. Show up in his scarf.
Had to keep my throat warm. I got you lunch, didn't I?
I don't think so.
Yes, I did.
And then do you remember, I was just thinking about this the other day.
Here we go.
What?
I'm such a bad guy. Like Nick Nolte at the end
fine,
of
Warrior. I won't tell the story.
No, come
I don't
want
to paint you out.
We're having fun.
You do not seem to be.
I'm having a great time. Please tell me.
I don't want to paint you out to be.
Come on, stop it.
All right, I guess. Toby, lower the lights.
That was good.
Catch me on the two.
Can you do that to that camera again? That was really good.
You're not the only lesbian here, okay? Thespian. I apologize. I shot, the first thing I did on my own was
Transformers 1.
the hash out.
That was up here.
Yeah. That was the first thing I did where I was like, this is my, I'm keeping your barbecue fingers off of it. Not off of it, but you aren't making the decisions.
No, you had set it up with an associate of ours from Philadelphia.
Yes, who was up here at the time.
Who was up here at the time. We went and pitched him. Remember when we went to him?
Yes.
We went to his house and we sat outside. And
he gave us scotches.
Gave us whiskey.
Yeah. He just texted me the other day.
That was like the first. That was like, I don't think we had like nice whiskey.
That was the first time I might have had just. That was the first time I think I had whiskey not in a shot glass.
Yeah, that was like when Frank Lucas brought those two guys up to test the H out on.
Yeah, exactly. Get in touch on Blue Magic. We were both naked for some reason. We weren't pinching.
Yeah.
It
was like a nice house. Like, man, you live here? Holy
Upper
shit.
West. Oh, dude, he had that roof deck.
I think I was wearing two different shoes at the time. I swear to God. That was a minute where I had two slightly different shoes.
Yeah.
That's bad.
And it's classic Foley. And then, like, he's got a nice apartment in the Upper West Side. Not, like, insanely nice, but an upper, you know, New York Upper West Side apartment. Nice little, like, roof terrace balcony thing. Then his wife comes home. And then we go, you know, we have the meeting. We walk outside. And he goes, man, what do you think he makes a year? Just like, I think that's what you did. What do you think? He's a millionaire? I'm like, I don't think he's a millionaire. But it was the hash out. And the idea was, like, Twitter jokes. Kind of like a talking head show. It was when, like, what were the MTV shows? Like Guy Code and stuff like that. It was like a talking head.
Real ahead of its curve. It had just been done. At least I was forward thinking.
Yeah, how for what? About what?
My drama.
You just showed me a sketch where you're supposed to be on a boat and there was a chalkboard behind you.
That said boat. All right? I don't think you're that ahead of your time.
It's a think piece. Shut up.
I think it's a piece of shit.
I think this stinks. And so I had everybody come up to my apartment, and you had work.
Yeah.
You couldn't be there for it. Or you were coming way later or something.
Something like that.
Or like the next day, something happened. You weren't there at the time. And I had, it was like me, Reggie, Rosebud.
Mm-hmm. Cotton,
Cassidy, a couple other people, I think, you know, Reggie, whatever, floating around. And I got everybody lunch. I spent like $80 or whatever and got everybody like lunch and wings and everything, dude. And you got so mad. Somebody posted a picture of me with headphones in behind the camera, and you texted me like, "Who the fuck do you think you are?" Like,
get the fuck out of here. I didn't text you.
Yeah,
man.
I do. I 100%
in a mean way.
In a, I'm gonna say this as you were. Yeah, it was like a.
I was peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, it was like a. Who do you think?
Well, you got wings without me.
Yeah. It was just funny, and I was like, this is the tide's turning. Big man's out. Wow. New young bucks coming in. We had the old bull.
Believe me.
We want the young calf.
Believe me, I'm glad you're at the wheel. I'll be asleep in the back.
Yeah, buddy, I've been dragging you the past 2 years.
Let me know when we get to Denver.
Let me know when weed's legal, will you?
Somebody bring some Eddies to the show.
But I love you, buddy. What a wild fucking, I don't know how we just went all the way down this memory lane.
I love you, pal.
But it was a good, I wouldn't want it any other way. It's been a hell of a ride. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, this will be our last episode.
You shoot me?
Same thing I always wanted, to watch you die.
They come in and take me away.
Get him, boy.
You take over like Boba Fett? Nothing?
No. Oh, God, that's funny.
Good. We have some business to attend to.
Yeah, we got to knock out some questions here, I believe. So.
Good, the good people, the bozos, and the homies.
Yeah, I think we got about 10 minutes left. We can run through some cues.
I want to hear about our troubles and tribunals.
But a lot of people have hit us up, like, I want to know the origin story and like stuff like that, because this is a very,
yeah,
like,
you had it tough in New York City, punk. Let me tell you the story of another guy who had a hard life. His name was H. Foley. Okay?
Uh-huh. I'm listening.
That's it.
Yeah.
We'll leave it there for now. Two-parter. We all had it tough. Real tough.
Sure.
Now we're eating Jersey Mike's for lunch. We're doing all right.
I had Wingstop.
Never again.
That boy need a 10-piece.
Never again.
Yeah, that place.
That was the last time you picked lunch.
All right.
Stunk. Still love you. How did it ever work out with NBC? What do you got?
Yeah. I don't think it was NBC. It had to be like local news affiliate NBC.
Don't you mean with the weather guy?
Yeah. I'm John Jenkins with sports. Here I have this local comedian bozo. There's no way it was proper NBC. It wasn't Jack Donaghy. I know that much.
It was through the New York Television Festival. They set up meetings for us with legit NBC, Funny or Die, fucking IFC, all those fucking people who were trying to make shit fucking 2005.
Did you wear suits?
No, 2015.
Set up meetings. Now, who would handle the meetings? Would it be you?
No.
Really? So you weren't even the major player in this operation.
He
was just a Ponzi. Pawn?
No. I was the problem.
Patsy.
I was the problem solver of the group when it came to, like, the writing.
Why you stink? Hi, guys, we stink. What's going on here? I think it's me. I'm not going to lie. I think we all kind
of
stink.
You guys all agree? Yes? Okay, cool. We got that out of the way.
What do you want to do for lunch? I say Jersey Mike's.
By the way, I got Jersey Mike's. My sandwich was delicious. Kippy got Wingstop. It stunk. And you got some Cuban sandwich from some off-brand
something. It's just twisting my stomach right now.
All right. All right. Let's do a couple of questions, and then we got to get out of here. All right, this one is from Nicholas. Ever freeze milk? I guess to preserve it. Is that a thing?
No, but when I was a kid, I thought that's how you made ice cream. Boy, was I pissed at the end. 8 hours later, I'll tell you that.
That's a tough popsicle.
Oh, sucked. That's what I thought ice cream was. It was just frozen milk.
Yeah. No. We never froze that. That's insane. I think I told the story. We made ice cream one time. We had a babysitter. It was like, we'll make our own ice cream in a Folgers can. Fuck you. Never doing that again. I'm not falling for that shit. That fucking stunk.
Some broad from Lancaster trying to save a buck.
I guess she thought it was going to be like a fun activity, but.
Frozen milk, no. My mother does freeze some questionable things. Well, she freezes bread a lot.
My mom will do that. She would do that when we were kids. She would do like, if like you get like a couple things of Stroman, throw one in the freezer. And now, you gotta toast it.
You have to toast it.
And even then, you can still taste it.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Tough.
But she would do it for the money thing if they were like 2 for $4 and they were like king size joints. Sure. You gotta do that. I get that.
Those king size babies when you were a kid, man, they were great.
Yeah. They were long.
Just eating a piece. Just I used to ball up a piece of bread.
Ball it up.
Make a little ball.
A couple of fatties running around. Cheers and bread balls. Yeah.
Nice.
Big fan of the bread. Yeah. Big fan of bread. What can I say?
Yeah.
But she'll do it now from time to time because they don't eat that. There's no one in the house. They don't eat that much. So it's like, oh, we'll say it like for her to eat a loaf of bread, I would, you know, or she'll buy it for like the kids or something. And then what I like, so I'll go home. She's like, there's some bread in the freezer. I'm like, I'll go to Wawa.
You mean the Hoth system?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Never froze that.
Mm.
Never froze milk.
I don't freeze shit. Meat. That's all I'll freeze now.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to talk about this. My aunt hits me up.
Really?
She got a little bit of cash, right? Retired.
Which one?
The one that was successful.
Got you. Not that they're not all successful.
Yeah, no, but
we love you.
She was a you know, corporate exec.
Yes. Say no more.
She hit me up. Hey, you got a package coming your way. Just an FYI.
What's it called? Douglas Steaks. What is it?
Omaha Steaks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I go, all right. I don't know. She's like, just a heads up. It's supposed to be there tomorrow. I don't know your schedule. I know you're running around. Whatever. I go, I'll be here. She goes, all right. Knock on the door. That white cooler from heaven, baby. That thing was great. Yeah. Got some burgers. Got the whole fucking nine. And now I got a new cooler for tailgating.
There you go. Or fishing.
I felt.
Nothing wrong.
I felt like rich trash.
Nothing wrong with them Omaha Steaks.
Yeah.
All right.
My girl was like, oh, we can keep this as a cooler. Like, she's like all about like saving it.
You could use it as a coffee table if you put
a little ottoman.
Put a towel over it.
Like a fucking gentleman.
Great question.
This one is a direct shot at my co-host, which I do not approve of. I've never taken a shot at you. I think you're a great guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I would agree. You've never taken a shot at me once.
Okay. This is from Andrew. As an adult, do people still call you by your last name instead of your first name?
Hmm.
Which, for some reason, I agree with this guy. Names as you get old, nicknames as you get older can be tough. A TJ, an RJ, you got to lose that shit.
That's in the white collar world, though. In the blue collar world, guys that do the living and dying out there, you know, you got Chicky. Go talk to Chicky. Chicky will straighten you out.
Yeah, that's not good.
You could be a union guy, hardworking guy.
I'm just saying.
Nicknames.
I'm saying last name. You pull it off for some reason. I don't know why.
I'm H. Foley.
Wait, let me see it with a scarf. Let me see how it looks.
Toby, get my scarf. Let's go with the red one.
Toby! For some reason, it works. I don't know why. Like, he couldn't be McMullen. Yeah, I think you embody a Foley.
There's certain guys, there's certain people that have certain last names that just work as a last name. That's always the way. Yeah,
mine never does, and people push it. Yo, Ryan, and I'm like, what do you do? Who
no,
me?
You're
the
Kevin.
Other guy?
He's KJ. A McMullen. Cassidy is a Cassidy though.
Cassidy works.
Cotton was a Cotton.
Cotton worked.
You know.
Reggie doesn't. Conquest doesn't. It's got to be Reggie.
Reggie, yeah, Reggie. Reggie works for Reggie. Yeah. Ian works for Ian. Tommy Pope works for Pope.
Yeah, Donnelly works for Donnelly.
Donnelly works for Donnelly. Gillis works for Shane.
I guess Irish names, it seems.
Gillis is good, yeah. Where's Gillis?
Where's Gillis at?
Where's McMullen at? Nah, you wouldn't say that. Where's Toby? He's getting my scarf. That's where he
probably
is.
Probably getting a wedgie somewhere.
I think he's in a meeting with NBC right now.
That legitimately bothers you so much.
I'm happy for you. Glad it all worked out, though.
Yeah. Bothers me. First look at the Doppler system.
Bothers me that you and your bozo friend somehow weaseled your way into NBC when we had brilliant sketches that weren't getting any love from the industry.
Like that time I was on an imaginary boat with three of my friends.
How do you know it's a boat? Read the chalkboard.
I didn't spend all the money on this chalkboard for nothing.
Yeah. Mr. Michaels, do I have to explain everything to you? All right. Was it in the city?
Yeah, it was in New York.
30 Rock?
No. It was in a
Hoboken? Where was it?
One of their satellite campuses.
Yeah.
I think it was in some sort of like convention space, like a hotel.
Oh, this was a timeshare pitch. What are you talking?
Literally, it was like industry speed dating. It was like each company had their own table, and you would go from whatever.
Hi, I'm
whatever.
Toby. No thanks. Hi, I'm
we'll
Toby.
Pass.
No thanks.
Thanks for your time.
Basically.
Hi, I'm Toby. No thanks. We love you, T-Bone.
Maybe.
All worked out for a reason.
All right, this one's from Bernie Sanders. Have you ever smoked a cig inside recently? Recently, I don't think I've had a cig inside.
No, I haven't had a cig inside.
I don't think I associate with cig inside people anymore.
No, or who?
Because like when I would go to my friend's house who smoked, they would say, yeah, you can smoke
no
a cig.
No one's smoking inside.
Yeah, but I'm trying to say the last time I would smoke inside is like a buddy's house was like him and two other guys. Who smoked?
Yeah.
My old apartment, we smoked Bernie's. Heavy yeah. Bernie's in there.
They weren't great. They
cracked the window.
They'd burn your eyes. It was too easy.
Yeah,
how did they do that in the 80s? And how did we not like remember that?
I don't know.
How would they smoking right in front of us? In a car, in the winter, windows rolled up, heat on. Mm-hmm. I'm strapped into a fucking car seat. Just getting crushed with Bernie.
You were 12, too. It was the weirdest thing.
It was on the roof.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Bernie's, it's from Dylan. You ever sell cigarettes, like single cigs, to make a buck?
What is this?
We did that when you couldn't get your hands on cigs and money was kind of tough. Like, I'm talking like junior high, like early high school a little bit. When you weren't like, hey, I smoke 20 cigs a day type thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, I would have a pack sometimes, and people would be like, yeah, like, I'll buy. You would sell, like, three for a dollar or something to, like, you if you're like, I don't want to buy a pack or whatever. So you do that, like, two or, you know, once or twice, and you make a couple bucks. Like, if the packs were $5 at that, or, like, four something at that time. So you get half a pack of cigs for free, you know?
Your little get-rich-quit schemes in high school really bothered me. I'll tell you that. That, your bookmaking operation. What else did
you
sell?
What are you talking about? T-Bone, cut that.
I wasn't always a legitimate businessman.
Now I'm on the up and up, you know? Yeah, we ought to do some things, cut some corners, okay?
Yeah, I own 5 laundromats that are very successful.
What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. He's giving me shit for my earlier work. The fuck?
Legitimately bothers you so much.
I was trying. I was fucking trying.
Hey, listen, we all stunk, but you chose to wear a scarf, okay? Okay.
I thought that's what I was supposed to do. I don't think I'd be able to direct without it.
All of your life decisions were based on cartoons you saw when you were 6.
Yeah.
Big fan of Dynamite.
Did you have one of those cheerleader megaphones too? Those old-timey directors had.
Because of one of those cranes zipping around.
Cut, cut, cut.
Fell in love with my star. It's Cassidy.
All right, let's see. Let's do one or two more, and then we got to wrap her up. We talked about this, but it's his first question. Yo, first time, long time. Have you ever been called out for your browsing history on a computer, which we've talked about before? Like if someone sees something. You were visiting websites that you shouldn't have been visiting. Someone's been like, What's xxx.redhamster.org or whatever?
I believe I was.
Yeah. Well, I've been...
Played it off.
Yeah. I don't know. Back in the day, you could always say pop-ups.
Listen, here's the thing. Even now, you don't know what's going on. Who has your Wi-Fi signal? Who can tap
in? IP address.
You don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you can... There's also...
Toby, cut this.
Plausible deniability as well.
Toby,
I've been hacked.
Cut this and kill Kevin. Take his computer.
This one's from Boner McAsshole. This is, I just love how trashy the thought process of our listeners is. If we buy stuff with your promo code, then return it, do you guys still get to keep your cut?
That's fucking
awesome.
That's
great. That guy's playing chess.
I wonder if that how that does work.
We don't get paid per percentage.
Okay. But what if I ordered 30 t-shirts, waited 3 months, and then returned them? We have to give the money back? Because that's not happening.
No. All sales are final over here at Kippy Industries. I don't know.
Disappear into the night.
I'll vanish right now. I just turned to dust. He vaporized the rock.
What a fun time.
Yeah, guys. We got to wrap it up. We got to get out of here.
We love you guys very much. What a trip down memory lane.
That was nice.
Let's never do that again. All right. We'll move on from here. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.